The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 31st of July, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, well, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Taylor Fine Orbs, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine, and the reason we have immaturity this morning at the top of the show, Grandchildren!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, get all of our social links, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today? Oh, if you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. Wow, I messed that completely up.
Yeah, what happens if they're on a different server?
Then you have to type Antonia_Bale.OGR. You can even... join the chat channel from EverQuest 1, where you do eq2.antonia_bale.ogr. So there. I'm just a bastion of knowledge.
And all your cogs belong to me.
Actually, I was given 200 cogs. I was given 200 cogs by a recent guildmate, Kenley. Hope I'm saying that correctly. Apparently she had an overabundance of cogs and thought I was cogless.
How can you have an overabundance of clogs?
Clogs?
I mean cogs.
What, do you think she needed Drano or something?
Cogs! Sorry!
Maybe she was just being nice.
Oh.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, I don't know. You are cogless.
That's not what you said to last night. Oh! Oh!
Okay, fine.
Oh, a little bit later on, ladies and gentlemen, we will be playing a brand new game. Silverwings, Believe It or Snarf.
Snarf? Yuck!
What?
That was Snarf.
That was... really?
Snarf? Yuck!
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty. Oh, boy. Let's talk about Kino, shall we?
Can we talk about cogs later?
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and talk about cogs then? Cogs and grease.
Picking up cogs.
Picking up cogs.
That's what I'm doing again. Okay, I'll have to stop for a second. I'm up in the bone mire, running around. There's other people up here, and it's like, who can get to the damn cog the first?
Are there cogs in the bone mire?
Any place you find gnomes, you will find cogs.
The gnomes are dropping cogs?
Yes, well, you know, since they got rid of the Bobbleshire and Temple Street, which used to be the best place to go get cogs, they've expanded. There's an inventor's threshold in North Kinos area. You can get COGS on the ground in East Freeport at Inventor's Outlook. East Freeport. It's a place where you'll find gnomes, and then you'll find them on the ground.
Gnomes.
Supposedly near the Kelethan First Regional Bank in Greater Freydark, you'll find COGS.
Uh-huh.
Indigo Hollow in Nariak.
Uh-huh.
You'll find COGS.
COGS.
Temeris Deep in Gorowin on the platform by the city lake. That's the bottom part.
Will you find hogs?
COGS.
COGS, not hogs.
Okay. On the boardwalk landing between Erola's Dock and the Frostfang Sea and the city of Hallas.
Will you find dogs?
COGS.
COGS, all right.
Shiny COGS. The Solasek Mining Company in Solasek I in Lava Storm. So that's inside that instance,
ooh,
isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you got to go down in the mining company. Okay. And of course, where I'm at right now, which is the Dread Never crash site in Bowmire.
Uh-huh.
There's gnomes around here, so there's COGS.
Gnomes.
Dropship landing zone, Moors of Akisha.
Will you wait, the Moors of Akisha, will you find bogs?
COGS.
COGS.
The crafting area and the bank area. Pretty popular. And finally, Thurgadin.
Thurgadin.
Why can't I ever say that one?
Thurgadin.
Thurgadin Harbor. And Great Divide, you can find COGS.
All right.
Now, I want to thank... Who is the poster on this? I can't pronounce that name.
Carell is saying... Wait. Carell, is Temple Street still there? Carell in the chat channel is saying that you can find them in Temple Street. But
Temple Street, you can't get into like you used to. It's an instance
right, where
you got to go do stuff in.
Right, so not Temple Street. It's kind of like saying you can go to the Bobbleshire. Well, you can once. So you can buy stuff with shiny COGS. So apparently all these gnomes have holes in their backpacks.
Yes, they are, and they're dropping COGS. So I want to thank Gull Vegan. That's GULLVEIG.
Uh-huh.
Or they've also What the hell?
I don't know.
Who's giving me COGS?
I don't know. Who's giving you COGS?
I don't know.
Oh, and I need to apologize to Rowane. Apparently she saluted me.
Oh, she's giving me COGS.
Okay. Well, Rowane apparently saluted me while I was doing the show here, and I completely missed it, so I apologize for that. There she is. Hello, Rowane. And Rowane is now a halfling. What the hell? Oh, I know. She's probably doing the racial things.
And what's the first one I link?
Sigurdriffa? Sigurdriffa?
Yeah. They posted a wonderful little macro that you can make that will help you pick up COGS majority of the time. So, you know, on the first line, you want to add a command. And you're going to add the following command. I'm going to put it in channel, which is target underscore nearest underscore NPC. Okay? Then you're going to want to add an ability and put your gathering there and add it as primary.
Yeah, okay? I did that a few years ago when I was doing a lot of harvesting.
Yeah, it's really great. It will target it and it will allow you to gather.
Oh, sure, you think it's great now, but when I mentioned it a few years ago, you're like, what do you need to do that for? You just got to double-click on it.
Well, I'm noticing that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And Kinley?
Kinley, yep.
Kinley? She just gave me a bunch of COGS, but well, she can't hear the show.
Well, she's the one that gave me the 200.
Oh, then she loves me more.
Oh. I'm thinking she just gave it to me because she thought I had a cute ass.
So anyway, I'm up here in the Bone Mire picking up COGS again.
Uh-huh.
Now with her help, I'm able to just... I will go and buy my little platform.
COGS.
And probably be done with Tinkerfest.
COGS.
Except for maybe I'll buy some of the newer animated items.
I have not done anything with Tinkerfest. It's just...
Gnome Land security has been so bogged down.
Oh my god, I crashed trying to leave Gnome Land security.
I tried going there once, and it was just like, okay, I'm loading into Gnome Land security. Oh my god, I can't move! I can't move! Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I've just, you know, I looked, and I'm not into tinkering myself. I mean, don't get me wrong. The stuff looks fantastic. I think Nobrin did a lot of the artwork for the tinkering stuff. Did a fantastic job. Or if I'm wrong, you know, whoever did them did a fantastic job. But I'm pretty sure that Nobrin had a hand in that. Just not Jethel's thing.
You're just not into tinkering.
Just not into the whole tinkering thing.
Well,
EQ2.EQTraders.com.
Den Mom site. You need to go there and check out her write-up of Tinkerfest 2012. She has pictures, she has prices, you can see what you can make this time. What's for sale, they've got wings, they've got hovercraft things, they got new animated
things.
Stuff up.
Stuff.
Hang on, she just died for some reason.
Who just died? Kenley?
Yes!
She's not dead.
Well,
Kenley's a role player. Kenley is narcoleptic. She fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
She did that in the Soulfire last night. I'm like, are you okay? And then I remembered that she told me when she first joined the guild that the character was narcoleptic. So randomly, she'll just use the dog, the hair of the dog, and just fall asleep.
Oh, yeah! I'm looking over, and her health's going. What?
She's okay.
Okay.
That is neat, though.
So, but they've got a lot of new animated items.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab a few and stick them back. And, you know, I've already done my gnomish, dreamy gnomish nightmare.
Yep.
So I don't think I will be adding anything to that. You know, Mobfest is still Mobfest 3,000 marks solo 90 minutes is still getting a lot of play. I have not tried it as myself yet, but
neither have I.
I'm looking for a dreamy gnomish nightmare, which I was hoping would get more. It's 29 this mm-hmm. week. 29 in the Hall of Fame with one like.
Huh. That's weird.
I don't know. But since dreamy gnomish nightmare is done, I don't, and I have a gnomish tinkered factory in there, I just can't, I don't want to take down it to put anything else in it.
Right, right.
So that's the way it's going to stay. You know, Cirrus runs my dungeon regularly. Somebody's doing it. You guys are making me rich. I say that?
Well, that's awesome. Keep on doing it then!
Currency. I have over 8,000 dungeon marks, and
wow.
That's from my dungeon.
Oh, that's right. You get paid when people go through it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Mobfest, I have at least 500 tokens I want to claim today.
Nice.
It's just like...
That's right. Make her rich! Rich like a Frenchman! No, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Now, I will say I've used it towards a couple items. I used it to some charms that I got. That we're halfway, they're halfway decent until I get something different. I think I showed everybody last week. If not, I'll show them again. You know, these are 100 dungeon marks apiece, and they are well worth the marks,
yeah,
okay? Until you get something better.
Yeah, remember, for those of you who don't know, recently they switched it so the dungeon marks can buy other items besides dungeon items. So make sure to look at that in the marketplace.
So there's those two lovely little things.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a look at this.
They're good. One, you will find one in the scout area and one in the fighter area. You can use. I have one of each on.
Like it.
And let's see, those would be, you'll find them under Dundermaker and, was it accessories?
Oh, that?
Yeah, under accessories you will find charms.
Oh, that okay. Puts my lofty griffin feather to shame. Of course, I'm not 92, so I can't use that yet.
Of course, there's the Pegasus mount you can buy, which isn't really bad.
Uh-huh.
You got reforging items. Now, the consumables, you got food. I've been buying. This is the same food that you get when you run the solo instances up there in Sky Shrine. You know, sometimes you get like a bottle of something. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
That's them.
Oh, all right. Well, go out and do some dungeons and do Elquin's dungeon. Do it. Do it!
There is, there's story objects this time. There's pop-up text in different colors where you could set this, and it'll pop up text that, you know, where you want them to.
Oh, yeah?
Storytelling. You can make one of your mobs an NPC.
Nice.
Activating this item will allow you to use the make passive in your dungeon maker dungeons. It will make the closest creature a flavor NPC, preventing it from being hostile and removing any points it added to the dungeon total.
I see.
Like, I needed a gnome, and I couldn't get a gnome, so I had to use, like, a dummy.
Gnomish
size, and I stuck Lucan's head on it.
Gnome.
But that added to the storyline because, you know, he was... Anyway. You'd have to run the dungeon and read the story that's in there. But that would have been nice if I could have taken a gnome and a mob. And I know there is some, I believe. I think there is. And turned it into an NPC. Or even one of the...
things.
I know I'm not going to be able to say it. I can see it and I can hear it, but I can't say it.
Okay.
Starts with an E. I always have a problem with the ball guys.
Erudite.
I could have turned an erudite into one of the actors, and he could have, drove the storyline instead of all the books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's another worthy item.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Tinker Fest is always fun. I got my blueprints, and there's these other frameworks that you can buy for cogs,
yeah.
Like 50 cogs a piece. I still have some put back, and what you use those for is for making the backpacks and the cloaks, I believe.
All right.
It's a gnomish backpack with gears and stuff. And
nice.
Kind of cool. I still have some left over from last year that I didn't make. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
I'm just wondering, isn't there...
Hmm?
Oh, I can turn off the fireworks up here.
What?
Any of these places where the gnomes are celebrating.
You can?
Yeah, well, at least in the bone wire. And there's a teleport here. They'll take me back to Sky Shrine. Not Sky Shrine, but Steamfront.
Yeah.
And it runs until August 8th.
Yes,
so you guys have plenty of time to cog hunt.
Yes, there's one of those teleport locations in Northern Freeport. I don't know what the new name of it is.
Well, it's just by where the gnomes are celebrating.
Whatever it is. It's North Freeport. I'm right next to it. Let me see here. What is it? The Kinos Capital.
Freeport?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Freeport. Kinos. The Capital District.
That's the same area you can find cogs.
Mm-hmm. Cogs.
So all those places I named before?
Yep.
North Kinos, East Freeport, Kelethan Bank, Indigo Hollow in Nariak, Timidus Deep in Gorowin, in the Gorowin City, at the bottom. The boardwalk landing between Erolos Docks and the Frostfang Sea in New Hallis, Solosek Eye, Bowmire, Moors of Akisha and the Great Divide. You will find gnomes and once you get tired of picking up cogs, you can take a teleport to Steamfont and spend them.
to Gnomeland Security.
Gnomeland Security.
Where they'll strip search you and fondle your grandmother.
And if somebody asks, well, how do you find Tinkerfest? Don't just tell them Steam Font. Some of these people, if they're asking where to find Tinkerfest, have not been here before. So remember to tell them it's Steam Font in the Fade Arc. Some poor person asked in channel the other day, and then I finally piped up and said, in the Fade Arc. And they went, thank you. They were waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Steam Font, where is that?
Don't leave them single-shoed. Give them both. For God's sakes. It's a long walk to Steam Font.
Either that
it's
or,
hard to do with only one shoe.
Either that or just, you know, see that big thing over there with all the gnomes and the fireworks going off? Yeah, see that green swirly thing? Click on it.
That's another way.
Click on it. Do it!
So, Kinos.
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 I am done the quest line. I'm sure you are as well.
Yes.
All right. When I posted the announcement for the show, I said...
Spoilers?
Spoiler alerts are in place because...
Spoiler alerts!
We're talking about Kinos!
Okay.
All right, so let's talk Kinos. Kyle's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Bale is a dick. Oh, well, by the way, I got audio here of Death Metal Nick saying Kyle.
Kyle! Kyle!
So anytime we talk about...
Kyle!
I'll just, you know, play Kyle!
Kyle!
Sounds good.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Kyle! Grab the glazed donut and rub my feet.
Cute.
Kyle!
Oh, God.
He's almost got a little Schwarzenegger in there, doesn't he?
Kyle! Kyle Bale's a...
Do it again, the whole thing.
Kyle! Grab the glazed donut and rub my feet.
Yeah, a little bit of Schwarzenegger, I guess.
A little bit. But yeah.
Just tweak it a little bit more and that'd be Schwarzenegger saying that.
But yeah,
anyway.
Kyle Bale is a dick. So yeah, we've gone through the thing here. Apparently, there are some people that are none too happy with the way Queen Antonia is running things, and we think that old Kyle Bale would be better to do it. And boy, are they wrong.
They'd rather have a ghost than flesh and blood.
They would rather have the undead spirit of what would have been Antonius IV running things rather than a woman, apparently. It's all sexist, I tell ya. And it's all because of...
Kyle!
God damn you, Kyle. Now, I have to say, you know, because I am a fashion whore. I'm not real happy with the way Antonia looks now.
You liked her in the skimpy outfit. You don't like her in the regal robe.
Yeah, she's all regal robe-ish, and her hair's all up and decorated and stuff.
Some people like it. They think she looks like a slut now.
Well, she was supposed to be a kind of a barbarian, something. Wasn't she supposed to be a barbarian? Because now she's friggin' human.
I always thought she was human. And then they're saying elf. No, that is...
No, she is definitely not
Fariona.
An elf.
Fariona V right. is an elf.
Right, Fariona V was a high elf. I'm zoning into... one thing I really like about the... I don't know if this is a bug. If it is a bug, please don't fix it. But I can enter the castle anytime I want now.
Tell you what, I'll come into town since I'm all cogged up, thanks to...
Yeah, so I'm looking at Queen Antonia right now. And
I'll call.
Since
I'm in Kinos, I'll go give it a shot.
All right.
I got wings.
Yeah, you have wings. Well, yeah, her hair is all up. She has a tiara. She got a long flowing dress. I don't know.
You just miss seeing her tits.
Now she's all noble and proper and stuff.
Do you notice that there are reward? Oh, speaking of that, the reward statue. Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah, you can get as many as you want. You can't sell them. Ha ha! You can't sell them. But yeah, you can go to the marketplace and...
Is still? Yes. It was supposed to be for a limited time.
Right. Well, it's been only a week, huh?
Okay.
It's there. Checking. It's already there. It's okay. There.
I just think it was funny that the statue that you get is in her old dress.
Right. It's in her old outfit. Now, see, what's going to happen now? Are they going to go to SOE Live in Vegas this week and she's going to be in the new outfit?
I would guess.
Because, I don't know.
I would guess. Because if she shows up in the skeepy outfit, it's not following what's going on in game, don't you think?
Could be.
Yes, they're saying that she actually looks like a queen now instead of.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god, I can go into the castle!
Yay! But you're not in my instance.
It's nice. You can't do that to Lucan. Nope. Once you see him, that's it.
Now, like I said, this could be a bug. I don't know. So, yeah.
At least I never tried to go back and see Lucan.
Torgan is saying, yeah, that's probably the part of the quest you're on. I'm done the quest. I'm done. I finished it all. But for some reason, I can come back in here. And she's here. And like I mentioned the other day, hon, I'm going to talk about the decor of the chambers here. I don't dig it. I think, you know, for a queen and stuff like that, she should have had better interior decorators.
Yeah, there's plenty of places for more pictures that they could have put up, I guess. I don't know.
It's just...
Don't knock the fish tank. That was something Domino did, if I remember.
No, I wasn't knocking the fish tank. I'm saying, like there's a statue in the middle of the room just sitting here. You know, one of those... the chicks from Everfrost. You know what I mean? With the wings and the sword and stuff. I can't think of what the hell these are. But it's just it's just plopped here in the middle of the room, and it seems to be blocking the hallway, actually, and it just doesn't seem to be very good.
Well, you know why?
Decor.
One of the...
Valkyries, yes, thank you.
Valkyries are there because she's from Hallas.
Well, yes, but it could have been placed in a more proper place.
There's a storyline with that, too.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but it's slapped here in the middle of the room, and it's kind of in the way. And the decor is kind of worn out, actually. She's using, you know, some of the worn-out stuff. I mean, when they did Lucan's place is fucking fantastic.
Well, nobody's ever been in Lucan's place before. We've been in the castle before.
Well, there's a new castle. They could have redacorated. I mean,
maybe they just redid the outside and they kept the internal structure. I know, I'm the devil's advocate.
You just don't want to piss anybody off.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
You just kissing Sony's butt right now. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just saying, if I was, you know, the sovereign of the city, I would hire a better interior decorator. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they had to, like, create a whole new zone. They could have still used the Tier 1 or Tier 2, whatever. No, this is the Tier 1. The Tier 1 Guild Hall. That would have been fine. Just saying. That's all. Just saying. And with all that questing I did and stuff, I'm still not level 92.
What?
I'm at 82%.
Are you serious?
Anyway. Well, I didn't have any potions or anything, nor did I have the station cash to get more potions. So, there was actually an Easter egg that allowed you to get a glimpse at the end of the quest, one of the surprises at the end of the quest, beforehand if you actually explored Antonia's chambers.
Yep.
Of course, I didn't know they were going to reveal this at the end of the quest. Of course, I think it would have been, you know, nicer just to leave it a secret, but... if you go into Antonia's chamber, go into her library, and go all the way back to the southwest corner, you will see the veiled robe that was used by one of the NPCs when you start the quest. And of course, you know, at the end of the storyline, you find out that it was, in fact, Antonia you were helping outside of the Baubleshire. But that was a nice find before you knew that for certain. It's like, oh, wait a minute, that veiled robe is here!
That looks familiar!
And I was going to have a field day with that at Kithacore.org until I finished the quest, and went, oh, well, they revealed it.
Yeah.
They should have left that a mystery, and then I could have spoiled it.
No. Well, I do like the fact that I can come back into the castle. I mean, after all the stuff we've done for the city... we have access to the queen, and I think that's cool. We can come in and say,
you know,
hi, Michael, how's it going, and, you know.
But like I said, I don't know if it's a bug. I don't know if we were actually supposed to continue coming in here.
Well, I hope they leave it. That's all I
can say. Yeah, I hope they leave it, and I hope they give her some dialogue besides what is she saying here. Thank you for all you've done in Kinos. I am honored to have you a part of our city. How about something different?
Like what?
Maybe she says something every time you come in. Or not every time, because that would just be a lot of scripting. But, you know, give her a half dozen things to say. Or something like that. Yeah, that's exactly what Repus is saying in the OGR channel. I have no problem with being able to go back in, but would like to see her do random dialogue. Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
I mean, we worked hard.
What? What?
I said, yeah, we worked hard. To save the city.
We worked hard. We did it all. Where the hell were your guards? For those of you who haven't finished the quest up just yet, our advice when you go to arrest... Hey, I'm sorry, spoiler alerts are in action here. When you go to arrest Ironforge, the Baron Ironforge, mentor down... I went to 80. What did you go to?
85.
Go 80, 85, whatever. If you actually fight him at level 90 or 92 or whatever, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Well, there's a patch today, and his...
Oh, did they change him?
Well, they say that his mirrored attacks, which is what it is. It's a mirrored attack.
Right.
Has been reduced a bit. Let me see if I can find exact wording, because I hate saying something I read and not say the exact wording because it's not right.
Okay.
Give me like 2 seconds. I'm hopping about because I'm on the website anyway. That's where I was reading about the Tinkerfest stuff.
Right. So what? Okay, go on.
Well, clicking on the notes and I'm waiting. And speaking of computers, I'll let you put Windows 7 on this.
Finally?
Yeah. I have it at work.
I've only had it for over a year now. Actually,
I'm sorry.
Like a year and three quarters at this point.
Just make sure everything that I need, want, desire is over on the D drive, so when you reformat the C drive, I'm not crying.
Or what we could do is you do have I did put in a second drive there. I could just install it on that and, leave your current drive as a spare.
I just moved everything I need and stuff to the D drive not too long ago. All my extra stuff.
All right.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we'll upgrade you to Windows 7 sometime soon.
It's trying to connect. Pain in my ass.
But anyway, the Baron, if you attack him when you go in, he is supposed to throw your attacks back at you 100 times over. So, if you only hit him for, you know, 1,000 points or whatever, you're getting hit for 100,000 points and you're getting your fucking ass kicked. And, God, I died like 5 times before I went, alright, I give up, I'm going to mentor. Because apparently it was worse if you were 90 plus. It was a shitload worse if you were 90 plus. But under 90, it was okay.
For some reason.
I mean, it was at least survivable.
Oh, yeah, he kicked my butt hard. But, of course, I was kicking his butt hard, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
And I tried everything I could think of, and nothing I did worked, and it was finally just so, okay, fine, I will succumb, and I will mentor.
Yep.
I'm having problems loading the friggin' page.
Well, you know, we are using a lot of bandwidth here, hon.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's why I try to get anything that I'm going to use up before we go on. And I did the racial...
Well,
go on.
If anybody else out there can get the update notes for today, can post exactly what they said about that part into the OGR channel, I'd appreciate it. So maybe out there somebody's quicker.
But anyway.
Because this is taking forever.
One of the only things I'm really disappointed in with this quest line, and I loved the quest line, by the way. I thought it was great. But one of the things I'm disappointed in is I can't go back to the suburbs.
The Bobbleshire.
Can't go back to the Bobbleshire. Can't go back to Willow Wood. They're gone forever now.
You can't even go in. I can't even go in it. And I didn't have any of the racial quests.
Yep.
That took me in there. I can't go into Castleview either.
Yep.
I haven't tried Nettlesville, and I haven't tried Starcrest.
Yeah, there was a quest line that brought you to all of them, actually.
Mm-mm.
Yes, there was. I went to every one of them.
Yes, because you're a wood elf. You have a racial quest that will take you there. I do not have a racial quest over here. I'm a dark elf, remember?
Because you're evil. But anyway, yeah, I mean, that's it.
Okay,
here we go. Now they're closed off, and I can't go to them anymore. Even if they are wrecked, it would have been nice if there was some kind of quest or whatever. You can go in and get a little experience or something. You know what I mean? Go in and help fight off the gnolls and the Willow Wood or something. Yeah, but now those areas are completely closed off forever. Well, we don't know if forever, but can't go back now.
There we go.
Go on.
He is now more forgiving with his damage reflectability. More forgiving. What that means, I don't know.
So instead of 100 times over, it's only 50? We don't know.
Stop the guard from hitting him. The guard's damage can kill you. No, it's your damage that you do to him that will kill you. Whatever damage you do to him comes back. The guard can hit him all he wants.
And it didn't matter anyway. I mean, what the hell was I about to say? I don't know. But anyway, no, I went in, I tried not hitting him, and he would kill me before the thing even went off. Because I'm trying not to fight him. So, yeah. So, the best thing I can tell you is go to the harbor, get the quest first, get that part of the quest, then go to the harbor, and mentor to, like, 85 or something like that, and you'll be able to do it. You know, you'll be able to survive. So, there you go.
Well, you've had to have done something. Even auto attack. You probably did auto attack.
No, hon. I mean, he would
kill
me. No,
I'm talking about the person in channel.
Well, you need to say that, hon.
They didn't do anything. They let the guard take him out, but they still got killed. You go into battle mode the minute he becomes targetable. And you could have been doing auto attacks. You may have not have been doing any of your abilities. But even the auto attacks, any damage to him whatsoever, you'd have to have sat down and you know.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, so I am actually very impressed with the quest line. You learn lots of new stuff.
I was enjoying the quest line a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was only one part that just sort of broke the whole thing for me, and that was when I had to go to an apartment and eliminate who was inside, right? So, being a ranger and all that, I stealth up before I enter one of these buildings in case I'm going to get jumped.
Right.
So I stealth and go in, and as soon as I pop into the room, you know, these guys can't see me. You know, their names are don't have a little red thing around it, but yet they start cheering.
Yeah.
Yay! The Bloodsavers are cheering. Yay, Elkwood's here, or Jethel's here, and they're going to kill us. Yay!
There's someone here, we can't see him, but by God, we're glad they're here.
Yes. And then they die with their hands in the air.
Like, yay!
And nobody can tell me that they're holding their hands up in the air, surrendering. No, I'm sorry. Not when they're doing the fist pump.
We surrender.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
They're doing fist pumping. They're from Jersey. They need to die.
And it was going along really great until that point, and I just about died laughing. Like, oh, are you seriously? These guys are cheering me?
Yes, Suresh says maybe they were enthusiastic about dying.
I guess so.
Like, but wow!
That was funny. That was funny. I don't know what triggers.
You know
that.
What they were saying? They were saying, Kyle Bale's a dick. Please kill us!
Kyle!
Oh, brother. So I had a good time with the quest.
I did too. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
So so kudos.
I think it was less frustrating than the Freeport one.
Oh, definitely. I did not have to go off on a rant and tell a whole bunch of people from Sony Online to go fuck themselves.
Now, the priests, I've heard that some priests had a lot hard time with their class.
Oh, yeah?
One. Okay. Yeah, there was three quests for you, hon. You had the main line, you had your class, ranger class.
Right.
And then you had a racial quest. I only had two. And one of them took you to New Williwood, and not me.
Ah.
I got to go to the Bobbleshire, I went to Nettleville, I went to Starcrest. And that's it.
Yeah.
Oh. What's the other one? Damn it.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Where the dwarves and the barbarians live.
Castleview.
No. That's High Elves.
Nettleville. Fucktardville. I don't know.
No. Greystone Yards. That's it. Thank you. So, yeah. There was only two zones I did not enter, which was Castleview and Willowwood.
Everybody's getting stoned in the Greystone Yard.
So, what do you think of my wings?
Oh.
Ah.
Just ran past you. Hold on a sec. And they look just like mine.
Oh, I can't hover here. I forget. We're in the friggin' city.
No, they look just like mine, except you have little taillights.
Little green lights.
Yeah,
green lights.
Little green lights on the end. They look just like mine, though. But I have mine first.
Yeah, I know, but I like these. There's some pretty blue ones, but they just don't go with me.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I like them.
So, Gray Magnificent is all excited now. He has an audience. Remember him? He was the bard and in the Claymore Plaza.
He has an audience?
Yes, he has an audience now. He is now northwest of the Claymore, and he has a whole bunch of Kinos residents surrounding him, and he's got a bard, and he has a little drummer over there, and they're singing a song. Well, they're not actually singing a song, but you know, they're playing instruments and pretending like they're
doing stuff. Oh, yeah, he's got a little band over here. Oh, he finally got Andrea. And Dawson.
Yep, so they're performing and they're happy.
And if anybody's looking for the collector guy, you'll find him in the Kinos Harbor. If you zone in from South Kinos, he's in the first building on the right.
And
he's got his own little building now.
And the city merchants, that used to be somewhere. Oh, damn it. Anyway, they're... Now I have to go there. There are now city merchants up in... I'm almost there. I'm just about there. I don't know where the hell I'm going. Here it is. There are city merchants up in the Sovereign House of Kinos.
Oh, I just ran into Neversea. He's over here with the gnomes.
Mm-hmm. I saw him earlier.
He's got the black wings. The black feathered wing. Black wings.
Black wings.
But yeah, the city merchants that used to be in the potion shop in South Kinos.
Yeah.
They're now in the Sovereign's house upstairs. I was trying to locate them for Urson.
Ah.
And I ran into them. And there is no longer a banker in the Sovereign house. Used to be a banker here.
Huh.
No more, but I wonder if the pet shop is still here. Let me see.
Pet shop's in South Kino, son.
Yep. Cat Extravaganza. The Catman of South Kinos. You have discovered Cat Extravaganza.
See, that's just another thing. Rediscovering all these places.
Wow! Just kittens everywhere!
Well, of course.
Hey, would you like to buy a cat? You can't! They're all mine!
Be like the crazy cat woman from The Simpsons. Just throwing cats at people. That's what Kinos needs. Just a crazy NPC.
We don't have enough crazy ones now.
There's no crazy people in Kinos. We need an insane NPC in Kinos. Just nutty as a fruitcake.
Well, what about that one gnome that used to run around and talk about foozle bits?
Well, that's not being crazy. That's being a tinkerer.
And have you found Nathan Ironforge still running around somewhere?
Nathan Ironforge is still running around, but he has not been converted to a child model.
Well,
so my thing is he's a midget. Nathan Ironforge is not a child. Nathan is a midget. So there. He's around here somewhere. I'm sure I can find him. This is what we can do. We can take Nathan Ironforge and just throw him at Kyle.
Kyle!
Nathan is a shrunken adult, says Repas. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he drank a potion. And now he's only, 3 feet tall. Or maybe he's
Kyle!
Yeah.
Maybe he's Kyle in disguise. We don't know. Alright, so, what else to talk about here?
Rowane's cat is looking for Harry since he heard him over the show barking.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So did you see the other outfits?
What outfits?
Go back to North Kinos to the Trade Center thingy. Hang on a sec. It's over by the Claymore.
Alright, hold on a sec.
Usually where it's got the broker and stuff.
There's some new outfits?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'll have to check this out.
And you can see what the new Tenarian outfit looks like that you can get.
Ah.
Which I think you might like.
Well, is it just like the Rangers in Eldar?
Uh-huh.
Ah!
Aha!
Now I'll have to work up my Tenarian faction.
No.
No?
No.
You said it was on the Tenarian,
Go to the broker in North Kinos.
The broker!
To the Claymore?
Oh, I thought you meant it was a merchant of some kind. All right.
There is. There's a merchant inside here. In the, Sneed's Calloway's Trading Post, whatever.
Right, but you want me to go to the broker.
No.
You
in
just
North
said the
Kinos.
Broker. Broker?
At the Trading Post.
Okay.
It's in this building.
The broker would mean the marketplace, or the player, Okay, I'm here.
All right. Now, once you're in here,
yeah.
It's the lady over here.
I could have done that in South Kinos, huh? Oh, what? What lady?
This lady. This Ufu. Odith. Whatever lady.
Odifu.
Yes. You can get Siesteril Watch.
Oh, yeah. Celestial Watch Armor. Concordium
Armor. Oh, maybe. But my, let's see. Maybe you did. Maybe it is based off of faction.
The Kino Ceremonial. I already have the chest plate. Got that as part of a quest.
Scroll down to the Tunisian Alliance Armor Crate.
Mm, so these are new, huh?
Yeah. Now, I can buy all these, but maybe my faction's still high.
Well, yeah.
I maxed out all my faction over here. I think there's only one that I can't. I can't buy the Kinos Armor Crate.
Oh, you can even get
requires completing the quest Changing of the Guard.
Okay, well, yeah, you can get the Longbows of Bale, which were part of the quest.
Right. Changing of the Guard. I'll have to look and see what that quest is.
All right. Yeah, it's okay. I don't think it's quite Jethel, but... Let's see. Reset.
But yeah, it's the only one I can't buy is the Kinosian Guard Armor Crate.
Huh.
Requires the quest Changing of the Guard. But everything else I could buy.
Alright. Well, yes, faction is not required for the Tenarian Alliance Armor Crate. Let's see here.
Now, why can't the swords not be lore?
I know, right? One of the swords we got in as part of the quest line looked great, but you can only have one of them. It's probably what you're looking at in here somewhere.
Well, maybe... Okay, there's another blade that looks just like it down below. Immortal Sword of the... Okay. So basically, you can get two of the same blades. Well, why can't they do that in Freeport, then?
Because...
You get this really neat-looking sword. You can't get a double of it. Anyway.
Oh, I see. So the Fierce Kenosian Blade of the Timelessness and the Immortal Sword of Bale, which I already have that one. That was part of the... one of the quest lines look the same. I'm actually going to let me double check which one I actually have, and I'm going to buy the other one.
There you go. And you have matching swords.
I have the Fierce Kenosian Blade of Timelessness, so I can buy the Immortal Sword of Bale for, oh my god, how much? 3 million status points. I don't think I have 3 million status points. Let's see what I got here. General attributes. Let's scroll down here. Where the hell's my...
Under character? Under general?
Alright.
You don't have 3 million?
General... No, I have 1 million.
Oh, I guess you need to work some up.
Oh, well. I'll come back for it. Oh, yeah, we forgot to link those. Let me bring those back up here. Examine. Click.
There. Honestly, it doesn't take that long to get that much.
You do not have enough status to purchase this item.
I know.
There. I like the way those look. Those are nice.
Oh.
This is in North Kinos in Sneeds. Sneeds.
Trading Post.
Sneeds Trading Post, which is... just north of the Claymore. The next building over is the bank.
It's not just north of the Claymore.
Yes,
if you stand
is.
Outside, it's...
North all of
right,
the
just north of the Claymore.
Do not question the Jethel!
Kyle!
Sneed Galloway's Trading Post.
Sneed! Wait, is it Sneed?
For all your basic adventuring needs, look no further than your friends here at Sneeds.
Snarf! Yuck!
No.
No, not Snarf. Sneeds.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we are going to take a music break. When we come back, we're going to be playing Jethel Silverwings, Believe It or Snarf. We'll explain how to play that when we come back. We shall return! All right, we have returned.
From the darkness.
From the darkness of doom. All right, we are back, and I think we're going to do birthdays first.
Okay.
So let's see here. I got three birthdays on my list. And the birthdays this week are as follows. Our buddy Urson. Urson's birthday is this Thursday. We'll have to invite him up for... we'll contact him, see if he can come up this weekend. See, my cousin Brittany, out in Phoenix, her birthday is this week. And Facebook friend Ben Bailiff. You know of any that I may have missed? Know that it?
No, but I do want to thank everybody for wishing my guild leader, Arduin, or Arik, A-R-O-K, a happy birthday this past week or so. His mailbox has been bombarded.
Nice.
He threatens to kill me every day. I love it.
All right, folks, for you happy birthday people, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
And I'm being told, Tans from the Legion of Kithacor. Birthday is on the 2nd. Tans. All right. Fun stuff. All right, folks. It is now time for the new game. Brand new. We're going to try it out. It may work. It may not work. Here comes...
It's time for Jethro Silverwings!
Believe it or starve!
Jethro Silverwings, believe it or... Believe it or snarf. Here's how it's going to work. I have three statements about myself. Elquin has three statements about herself. One of these statements is incorrect. It's a lie. And we have to guess which one it is. If I get it right, I want 10 tails to me. If she gets it right, 10 tails to her. God, what happens if we both get it right?
I guess that's 20 tails.
Right. We'll work it out. Let's go ahead and get started here. Elkman, go ahead. What are your three... things.
Well, mine are lame because I wasn't certain how to do this.
Okay.
So I will just tell you about my day. You know, of course I went and had to get gas, but it was pretty lucky. I found a buck on the ground at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my way to work, I had all green lights. It was cool. And the best thing is once I got to work, there was coffee in the coffee pot, which usually isn't there.
Hmm.
I usually have to make coffee. So yeah, it was a pretty good day this morning.
So out of those three things, I am going to say there was coffee in the coffee pot.
Ah, oh, damn it. You know me too friggin' well.
All right. So I got that one right. Now, my turn. These are three statements about me. Only one of them is correct. You ready?
Yeah.
When meeting John Smedley for the first time, I was so nervous I couldn't remember my own name. Statement number two. I once gave a pile driver to a bully at school on the asphalt of the playground. And number three. As a kid, I once rescued a cat from drowning, only to have it jump up and scratch my face when we reached the shore. Which one do you think is a lie?
Is a lie?
A lie. No, wait, I'm sorry. Which one do you think is the truth? Sorry, going the other
way.
Which one do you think is the truth? Did I forget my own name when meeting John Smedley for the first time? Did I give a pile driver on the playground to a bully at school? Or did I rescue
I
a cat?
I think the cat.
You think I rescued a cat from drowning and it jumped up and scratched my face?
Yeah, I think that's the true one. Really?
Wrong! I gave a pile driver to a bully at school. On the asphalt. Luckily, he didn't die.
Jeez.
Well, I quickly got a reputation, you know, not to fuck with me. Matt's the fat kid. Let's go pick on him. After that, it was like, let's not pick on him. He's going to fucking hurt us. So, yes, I once gave a pile driver on the asphalt playground to a bully at school. All right, hon, I want you to do a random 10.
Random 10?
Yep.
I scored a 2. I suck at rolling.
Scored a 2. The second person to send Elkin Jenna a message right now will get a random item from the swag box. That's how it works. Alrighty. Nope, the first time I met John Smedley face-to-face at the fanfare, I did not forget my own name. I was actually pleasantly surprised to know that he knew mine.
Okay, stop!
You already got 2, huh?
Yes.
Alright. Well, you know, we will have to figure out the... we will have to figure out the prize version of this a little bit better. But, okay, so who won a random item from the swag box?
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete!
And the rest of you guys... And Tolinar, you bombarded me, dude.
someone had a hotkey.
I had to scroll back.
All right, congratulations, Sneaky Pete. Here's what we want you to do. I want you to send me, Jethel, an in-game message with your address so I can send you an item from the snack box. Yeah, from the swag box. Yeah, I'm going to send you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
If you're lucky, you will get some jelly beans and Whoppers, too. Woo-hoo! No, just kidding.
No, no one takes my jelly beans or my Whoppers. So send me a message in-game, a mail, that is, a mail, an in-game mail.
No, that's not a mail, like female mail, we're, you know, envelope message, yeah.
Right, yeah, send me an in-game message through the mail system, please. With your home address, so I can mail you something from the swag box.
I can see somebody walking up to you, a male character, going, "So-and-so sent me that you said for them to send you a mail. Here I am."
Hey, buddy, someone sent you a mail. I ain't stripping, and forget you can forget about that baby oil. You sick pervert. Yeah, Sneaky, you can rest assured that I'm not going to come visit you. I've given prizes to people who are local, and I haven't gone to visit them. He has guns, hon, and he's going to shoot us. All right, so that's done. What else do we have to talk about tonight? I mean, do the quest. I mean.
I am officially out of drink.
No!
That was good. I came home and I felt like I had a drink. I have to have a drink.
What did you drink?
That Long Island iced tea mix up there that I got.
Okay.
Yummy. Yeah, 2 shots in a big glass with a lot of soda. Ice. Yeah, that's a good drink for me for the evening. It's like, all I'm right. Done now.
Okay, so remember, whatever you do,
Kyle
is an asshole. Kyle's an ass. He wants to usurp the throne. You know what I really wish they would have done? If they would have made it so after you've completed the quest, you would never have to see Kyle again.
I know, but that whole production there in front of the castle is the hook to the whole quest. So if somebody comes along and has not done any of the Kinos quests,
well, that's what I'm
and
saying.
They'll be there forever.
Well, that's why I'm saying, hon, if you have done it, then, you know, like, you go through Velios, and after you've completed a quest line that alters the landscape, you can't see that shit anymore.
I know, but that's items and stuff. This is a whole scripted thing that happens. Matter of fact, it's crashed the zone when they kicked in the voice before.
Yeah, that happened to us last week during the show.
Yeah, I've been able to watch the whole thing now that it's all loaded.
Yeah, so have I.
But still, it's the hook.
Kyle!
The quest line. And I can see where you're saying you don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, and...
Just don't pay attention to it.
Well, you're saying it's the hook. It's the hook. Yeah, the hook's done. We've done the quest line.
Yeah, but for everybody else who hasn't, maybe, well, that's the hook to
no,
quest.
I'm saying for us, hon. I mean, when you go up the zone into Velios, you don't see Nitpick anymore.
No, that's true.
Kyle!
I don't know if that's... That's a simple change of an NPC. That we're talking a whole bunch of NPCs, a script, voice overlay, you know?
Kyle! Grab the glazed donut and rub my feet!
That's awesome. We did that in our break room today. Like, dude, do one of your Kyle impersonations, but gotta have Kyle in there somewhere. Kyle! That's funny. There's some of the shit they come up with when they talk about Tommy from Tommy's Guitars in Everett, Washington. Like, Kyle, get over here and cut my hair with that guitar pick. What?
God.
You want me to what? Hey, whose name is it on the sign? It doesn't say Kyle's Guitars. It's Tommy's Guitars. Funny stuff. But yeah, I mean, you go to Velios, Nitpick isn't there anymore.
I know.
And, you know, the NPCs, like, they're a drowning child, blah, 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 and stuff like that. They're not there anymore.
Well,
matter of fact, if you try to help someone with the quest, you can't do it because they're not there.
Well,
so once you're completed with the quest, because you kill Kyle.
I know. Maybe eventually they will, but right now it doesn't bother me. You get the red text message that says that there's a thing going on.
Oh,
you know,
I know.
And you can just move to a different zone or don't pay attention or don't go over there.
Kyle!
You know?
Yeah. Whatever. But other than that, I mean, great storyline. I just wish we can go back into the suburbs.
Yeah.
Even if it's some sort of repeatable quest that you can do. People from Sony, I know the folks from Sony listen to the podcast here. Just some kind of repeatable quest so we can go back into Willowwood. If I knew that this was going to be the only time I can get into the suburbs, I would have handled it differently. I would have taken video.
And how do you know Kyle is really dead? We've defeated him.
Well,
he could still be someplace still plotting to take over the Queen's.
Well,
stuff.
Perhaps, but he wouldn't be showing up on the steps now that we know that he's a traitor and he's trying to kill Antonia.
Yeah, well.
He wouldn't be there.
Yeah, for
now. Oh, anyway. But, you know, like Carell says, would have been nice if you could do that in Freeport, too, because you can't go into the suburbs of Freeport after you do the quest line either. Some sort of repeatable quest that you can go in. I mean, that's pretty much wasting the zone at this point. Hey, we have a zone here, but no one can get into it anymore. Maybe they will eventually.
Yeah, you kill Gavin's body. Galvin. Gavin?
Gavin.
Kyle!
I do want to say something about Aura this week.
All right, go ahead.
We had a full raid. I mean, we started on time. We had a full group of people. We weren't looking for any... I mean, you know. So it pays to go to the website and sign up for the raids. And we got further into UD. Did the dragon this time. We bypassed the other guy for a while.
Good deal.
There's one guy in there. It's really nasty. The script's kind of weird to do. Everybody's got to really be on their A game to do it. No matter how hard we try, So it was like, okay, well, let's just bypass it. So I ended up with a really nice bonus last week.
Yes, you can go to oraraiders.guildlaunch.com if you'd like to participate in the Open Raiding Alliance raids.
So here's the bow I got, and I'm so happy.
All right, let's check this out. You're about to make me jealous and all angry, right?
Again, yes, I know.
Let me take a look at this. Oh, my God. All right, it's a little better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little better.
What do you got?
This is the one that my researcher did for me. There, that's what I'm... No, wait, that's yours, sorry.
That's mine. You don't got my bow.
Sorry. Wrong window. Let me go in here.
How did you...
There. That's what I got. So yours is better, yes. You realize I'm going to have to sneak into your house and rip it off while you're sleeping.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheese it! Go steal her bow!
Hey, what are you, freaking nuts? I'm not gonna try to steal her bow. I'll be coming with Chaka Kebab!
Yeah. No, there's one thing I've found that's kind of very ironic.
What's that?
You know, we spend a lot of time making flat and even getting into groups and selling the loot that we get so we can make plat, and then what do we do if it? We turn around and buy loot from other people who are in other zones selling their drops.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it works. Oh, and by the way...
Oh my God, this is so ironic!
Yeah.
It's extremely ironic!
one of the things that does upset me now, the only thing that really upsets me about the whole closing of the suburbs and stuff like that, Saya's Hammer is officially closed.
Really?
She was in Nettleville, and Nettleville was basically wrecked. So,
but her house is now in
Now, I could be wrong about that, but I believe I saw in one of the roleplay channels that she announced that it's officially closed.
Well, that's sad.
I could be wrong about that. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I'll make a correction and apologize. But I believe I saw that. Yep, Karel is confirming that Sias is closed.
Aww. Well, maybe she'll reopen someplace else later.
Yeah, if you had a house in any of the suburbs, it's now available at the Lion's Mane Inn in South Kinos. So.
Well, you know, did you see the latest Prestige house?
The tower, yes.
Speaking of houses, yeah.
By the way, Urson already had it.
Oh.
So it's
probably the first day it came out.
Yeah, he probably went, ooh, and snagged it.
It is. The house that you get is the Mage Tower from South Kinos. Complete
mm-hmm.
with the teleporters up and everything.
Oh, but there's actually...
an extra room up there, though.
I was just going to say that. The door that would normally lead into into one of the other pursuits, the LON house. There was a house you can get through the LON cards. You had
it. Magical house.
Yeah, the magical house.
It was one of the first.
Right.
Prestigious houses.
And the door that used to lead to that in the, what was that, the yellow portal or the red? Either way.
The yellow goes all the way up, so I would say the red one.
Okay, so it's probably the red one. The one that went there, and then you had the thing there. Yeah, in the Prestige House, that actually leads to, well, basically a mirror image of the room that you just left. So it's an additional library.
Lots of bookshelves. I don't know if you can use them, but nice.
Well, you know, it is a mage tower. So I would imagine lots and lots of, books. Tirasil is saying it is the red portal.
It is the red one?
That's what he's saying.
So I was right, because I know the yellow one goes all the way up.
You know, Mousy wouldn't lie.
I like going in the Mage Tower and jumping. You know, it's an excellent way to build up your free fall.
Yep. Matter of fact, now that I've gained levels, I have to build up my...
For your safe fall?
Yeah, I got to raise my safe fall again.
The tower is great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you can jump all the way from the very top, the yellow one, all the way to the bottom, and not take damage, you need to move on.
See, which one's the very top? The yellow?
Yellow.
Okay.
Then red, and then the other colors at the boss is the third one, the lowest one.
Falling and falling and falling. I don't want to land softly. I want to hit something. Oh well, I hit something on the way down, and that stopped me.
So maybe, you know, Saya can get maybe. What about the halfling island?
The thing was, she had it in Nettleville because that's where the Karens were. It's a Karen bar. And now they've pretty much been dispersed yet again. And she says there's no, the whole point of the bar was it was a place for the Karens to come out and drink their alcoholic milk. So she says there's no real point to it now.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. I agree. I can't seem to, like, not miss these platforms and go all the way down. Oh, well. Anyway.
Well, you have to almost go to first person and look down.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Kano's questline, do it. Pay attention to the lore, please. Read it. I know a lot of people just want to burn through it, and get it done. Read the lore. It's actually very interesting. It's an interesting storyline.
You can get into it. I got into it until they waved at me when I was going to kill them. That's just sort of broke it right there. It was like,
Sneaking in. Hi, Jethro! What the hell?
Son of a bitch!
So, anyway.
Yeah, the Ratongas all lost their house when they got rid of
Temple Street. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But I like that I'm almost tempted to get it just because of all the book space in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, especially since you have a library.
I like it better than the library that you can get the building the one that's called a library.
Mm-hmm.
And whose gallery did we go see the other day? They took that zone and turned it into a wonderful gallery.
You can go to the Moon Shadows. The Moon Shadows T3 Guild Hall in Antonica. Go to the main hall. And there's a portal right there. And they set up a picture gallery. I think he has every damn portrait.
Damn close.
I think he has damn near everything in the game. I'm talking the LON portraits, the faction portraits, the regular portraits.
I saw mine up there.
Oh, yours was in there too? I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has every painting in the game. It's a fantastic library, and it's set up really nice too. So, yeah, that's the Moon Shadows, T3 Guild Hall, and Antonica. Take the portal to, I think it's the Banker or something like that. And there's a portal right there. But if you just go into the main hall, you'll see, like, their Banker and stuff like that right there. And there's a portal, like, right behind them or something like that.
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, we have a picture in-game. It's of me, but you created the shot.
Well, you won. You won the contest that got you the painting in there, but it is my artwork, yes.
I didn't win first, but it...
Well, you got in, the top 7 or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You can't get them in-game anymore. The winner you could still buy in the faction merchant.
Yeah. I love Scrapper's comment. They're talking about Temple Street. It's like, it was a dump, but it was our dump.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
I
want to
say hello to Hulk, who's listening.
Hulk.
We had him on as a guest?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know, and I couldn't find the Hulk music.
You couldn't find it last time, either.
Ugh. Anyway.
He's looking.
No, I'm not. Just adjusting myself here. Anyway. So, we've got the quest line. We do not play tanks So I couldn't tell you about the changes to the tanks?
All I know is that...
I haven't heard any complaints.
The tanks are loving it. There was one tank that I was in a group and we did under depth, the group one.
Uh-huh.
And he got a tell out of me, and it was, you know, I'll come tank for you as long as you don't tell me when I can use Reckless. I said, the only time I ever tell a tank what to do is only to turn the mob around. That's it. You can use Reckless whenever you want.
This thing's kicking my ass! Turn it around! Yeah, that kind of thing.
That is the only time I'll tell a tank what to do. Please turn the move up around. That's it. After that, you're on your own. You go tank it. You're the tank.
I have no idea. We have, I was about to say we have no way of testing it, but, you know, we could always make a tank. But then again, I wouldn't have the before and after information.
Right,
you know?
Effect. But the tanks are loving it.
Yeah, I haven't heard any complaints.
And through Aura, people from Aura, and a few other people, too. Yeah. Anyway, we got enough people out in Great Divide to do the ring quest.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up triggering the times 4.
Ooh.
So I finished the Kuldane ring quest. I have the 10th ring, the Ring of the Dane, and the house item. Didn't I show last week, maybe?
I think so.
It's nice. It's a nice little house item. It displays all 10 rings. You can take the mounting off, and I guess it will... I'm not sure what happens when you take the mounting off. Honestly. So I didn't. But, and then you have the 10th Kuldane ring, too.
Yep.
So, the ring is no use to me because I have better, but it was nice to finish it. It was, like, nice to finish the Tower of Frozen Shadow finally, too, which I did with Aura people. You know, it's just one of those things. You get these quests, you never get to finish them because you're just not in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So you hang on to it, and then sometime later down the road, you get to finish it, and it's nice. It's just nice.
Very nice.
To say I did it, it's done. Check that off the list. One more quest. Oh, that reminds me. I wonder how many more quests I've got before I get an achievement.
I don't know.
Where the heck is that at? Is that on knowledge? No. Character, maybe? Maybe it's on character. I always forget where it is.
I don't remember.
Appearance, passive. No. Where is that at?
Oh,
where
it's
you
on,
see
it's
all
the
your
quest
achievements
journal.
For
quest
stuff.
Journal. Quest journal.
Quest journal?
Yes, and at the top you'll see achievements.
Oh, there we go. It's probably under, quests, maybe. Maybe it's under general.
There's quests, and then it lists by zone.
No, there's one for doing so many quests.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's a triumph. Skills. Summary.
I don't know.
If anybody knows it.
It's just a achievement for doing quests?
Yeah, for doing so many. Oh, it is under quests. You get an achievement for doing 4,000 quests, and I'm at 3,996.
Oh, nice.
3,996, which means I need to do four more quests.
Now, where are you seeing?
And I will have that achievement.
Okay, I'm seeing quests.
Go to the, once you click on quests on the left, and you can see Desert Flame, but okay, on the right, pull the bar all the way to the bottom.
Oh, I see.
And then you get the other ones.
Okay, so yeah, I haven't even done the Wild Wild Quest one yet.
Wild Wild Quest.
That's complete 2500.
I must have done that because it's gone.
Yeah, it probably changes when you get it.
So my next one is at 4,000.
Mm.
Rowan says it's very nice. You get a cloak for the 500th quest.
Oh, nice. I'm only at 30. How
so
the hell is that possible?
I still have another 1,000 to go after this, but I will have knee-deep in quests done, and then I'll have another 1,000 to go for the next.
I'm sorry. I'm at 2,200 quests right now, so I'm almost at the Wild Wild Quest one.
Okay. You know, I've got all of the other ones done on that main board of quests. Mission Improbable. The first one is 500. And I've got a ways to go. I guess I need to do more missions. But there it is. I figured I was getting close to one because I looked at it the other day and went, you know, I'm getting close. I wonder how many more I got to do. So that means I need to go find four quests that I haven't done before and finish them. Or finish ones that I've got. But I think all the quests that I've got are things that I won't finish in a while. Like, I never finished Out of Her Element, which is Elements of War. It's the one Ward of Elements, which is in Lava Storm. And the last one I never got to do was kill the dragon at the end. And that is an insane fight, because half of the you have everybody up there fighting the mobs around this pit. And inside the pit, there's like four holes, like tunnels, to come in. And half your group is bouncing over lava and stuff to another area to grab boulders and bring them back down into this arena pit and plug the holes. Because if you don't, mobs come through. So you're fighting the dragon, and you've got people going, getting boulders, right, and bringing them back and stuffing these tunnels, you know, blocking these tunnels. Because the dragon takes off into the air for the moment during the fight, off and on. Mm-hmm. And if those tunnels aren't blocked with stones, there's tons of mobs that come through. So you have to fight them if there's any. And then you got to fight the dragon again when it comes down. And every group I was with never could do both. So that's still on my list.
Yeah.
It's not nothing I can go do
either.
And the rest of them are... I got bunches in Drendoral. I still got some signature quests.
Yeah, I need to go through there and see what I need to do.
Go finding some.
Yeah, my throat is getting sore. I think we're going to stop it.
All right.
Getting a little sore. All right, folks. So if you haven't done the Kinos quest line, fucking do it.
Come and get ya!
I'm tempted to become a halfer for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Lyra, I think, now has all of the racial rings.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Changing your race after each one. God, I don't know how much station cash she had to begin with, but wow.
A lot, I guess.
Apparently. But yeah, I'm pretty sure she's got them all now.
So I'd have to... I mean, I have one put away in the bank in case I wanted to turn back into a wood elf.
Mm-hmm.
I could. How much do those things cost?
Let's see here. Marketplace. I think they're like $15 a piece.
Yeah, they're $15 a piece right now.
Yeah.
They used to be 25.
Yeah, I remember.
So... And I just got to figure out how badly do I want a set of... a deck of cards circling me or not.
Yeah.
I like it because I do worship Bristlebane.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that'd be kind of cool. Yes, I'm a dark elf living in Kino, so it's probably going to betray back pretty soon, and I want to get the racial ability, ring from the halfers because I pray to Bristlebane.
Sure, why not?
It fits. Come on. I am an enigma.
Enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm just going to check in with my apprentice here. Give her some words of advice. Here, let me show you how to be more efficient in your trade. First off, you need to remove your breastplate. Oh, you know what? I'm going to see if that still works.
What?
Hold on. No, not removing your breastplate. technically, yes, actually. Let me... go out here. I went to one of the city merchants.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, not the city merchants. One of the faction merchants, you know, like the Comfortium or whatever.
Yeah.
And I clicked on an item that was meant for females only. And in the dressing room thing, I turned up nude.
Well, yeah, you're a male. You're not supposed to be wearing it.
I'm gonna see if they fix that in today's patch, because I did mention it on Facebook.
Well, what are they gonna do? Show you an address?
What? No. I mean, all the female stuff shows up as the male versions of it. If you go to anything else, you know, if you go to the marketplace and click on address of the foliage or whatever the hell, it shows up on you as the male version of it.
But it's for females only.
Right, but
so you
these are marked
really
female
anyway.
Only for some reason. So let me no furniture. Well, I went to the wrong area. Here's the city merchant. All right, let's see here. Nope, not the charm guy. Oh, wait, what am I doing? Not the city merchant. I need to go to the faction merchant. I'll go over to Ironforge. It's right across the street. Although, I'm not sure. Maybe I don't want to go to Ironforge Estate anymore.
Well, it was only one bad apple out of the whole barrel. Come on.
Where the hell's the merchant? Oh, there they are. Anything here marked female only? I think I was actually up in the Eldar. Yeah, there's nothing in the Iron Forge marked for female only. It's probably in the Iron Forge. I'll go check that out real quick. I'm not that far away. And then I will link it, and then you folks can see yourselves nude!
Oh, at least the males.
Well, I can link the one that's marked for only males, and you can tell me if the females come up nude. Alright? So, zoning into Eldar now. Zoning into Eldar Grove.
Hey, they took my idea.
What? What idea?
To assassinate the Order's assassin to kill unborn Fae. I already did that, thank you very much.
Because you were evil.
I was coming out of a blood rage.
It's all Mask's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Mask, you bastard! Mask is on as a alt right now. I'm not going to reveal said alt's name in case, wants to keep it a secret.
I mean, is it wrong of me that sometimes I crave another taste of Mask? You know, a little barbecue sauce?
Just sneak up behind him and take a bite out of his tail. He got his tail back.
He lost his tail.
No, he got his tail back. He had it surgically reattached.
I was thinking a haunch, man. Come up, start nibble.
See, that's why you got to come to the Soulfire some days. You go up to the Soulfire and let's see here.
And try to munch, take another bite out of Mask?
Just sneak up behind him and go, nibble. Damn it, it's not here. Where the hell was I?
I don't know.
That had female-only stuff.
Well, maybe you're out following behind some little animals in the forest or something, huh?
No, I can't remember where the hell it was. It was female-only. It was marked for female-only. I can't remember where it was now. Oh, well, I'll find it eventually.
Next week.
Yeah, I'll try to find it next week. Of course, by then, they'll fix it.
Well, if you're male, go check out some of the faction merchants, like at Eldar Grove and stuff, and try on female items only and see if you become nude. There you go.
Yeah, sure, that's it.
And when you do, then you found it.
Yep. All right. I think that's going to be it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'll have the podcast up either tonight or tomorrow, something like that. I need to rest the voice. Maybe I'll go downstairs, watch a bad movie or something, throw in some popcorn. You sound tired, too.
Oh, I am. I'm going to go do two instances to get some more white shards, and then I'll probably go call it a night.
Alrighty. Alright, folks. See you next week.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.